Hola, hola, and welcome back to Vos Momos. In this episode, I'm going to recap a very scary story that happened to me. Luckily, it has a happy ending, which I guess makes it kind of spooky season appropriate, but mostly I would say it relates to National Animal Safety and Protection Month, which is the month of October. And of course, I'm about to take off on my trip to Tokyo and Seoul. I'm actually taking off tomorrow, right when I'm recording this, and I'm going to edit it on the plane. So I'm not quite going to do like a live episode in Tokyo, but I will definitely recap it when I get back. But for now, let's just jump right into this episode. Grab yourself a little snack, a little drink, and let's get into it. All right, so this is a very scary thing that just happened where I literally thought I was going to lose Bobby over the weekend. I wasn't sure if she was going to make it through, and I was... Thankfully, that didn't happen. But it could have, and it was very scary for a while. What happened was I brought home a bouquet of flowers from Trader Joe's, and there was a single lily in that bouquet of flowers. It was mostly Gerbera daisies, or Gerbera daisies, sunflowers, and just like filler plants. But there was one lily in it, and I didn't think much of it at the time. But later in the week, Bobby jumped up on the windowsill where the bouquet was and got some of the lily pollen on her fur. And I pretty much saw it happen instantly. At least I saw her jump up next to the windowsill, and then when I was trying to make some room for her, she jumped down because, you know, that's what cats do. As soon as you try to help them out, they don't care about that thing anymore. So she did what cats do. She went over to her cat tree and I turned around. I was working on a manicure and then I looked back and I'm like, what is on your fur? Did you burn yourself? Like, I thought it was a burn mark on her fur. And then I got closer to her and I was like, oh my gosh, you silly Billy, like that, you got a bunch of pollen all over you. And so I went to brush it off. It stained her fur yellow. And so then I was like Googling, how do you get lily pollen off of a cat's fur? And then all of these extremely scary articles came up about how lilies are toxic and even deadly to cats. And I realized that this was no longer just a little nuisance. This was actually an emergency. And I called my local vet and they said I needed to escalate the call to pet poison control, who then told me I needed to rush her to the emergency vet because, and like just one quick lick of the fur, it could cause acute kidney failure within 48 hours. Wait, that could lead to death. And so obviously, I was near tears at that point. Like, what have I done to my cat? Like, why did I bring in this flower? Like, how could I have not known this? And my boyfriend came to the rescue. He picked us both up and we rushed over to the emergency vet. And he waited with me and Bobby while we had her before they took her back. And I was just a wreck because I was just spiraling. What if she ingested that pollen? And what if she's already, what if it's too late? And all these what ifs. The vet was extremely slow and they didn't really give us updates. Like, for all I knew, she was in the back fighting for her life. And then about like 2 hours later, we finally like got the next steps from the vet. And they said we could either, that she was doing fine. Luckily, her vitals were normal. They got a baseline on her blood work. But it was extremely scary. And we were given two options: hospitalization for 2 days or an outpatient monitoring period where I would check in with my primary care vet, or Bobby's primary care vet, over the next couple of days just to make sure that nothing changed with her blood work. So I was pretty sure at this point that she had not licked the pollen because it was only minutes between when she jumped up next to the flowers and when I noticed the pollen on her fur. But of course, you can never be certain. And with lily pollen in particular, it's best to take the most precautions because, like I said, it's extremely dangerous to cats. And so I ended up going with the outpatient procedure, scheduled the follow-ups with my vet, and luckily her blood work kept coming back normal. Each time I felt more sure that she was going to be fine. But I read so many sad stories on Reddit and on different blogs that were not as lucky. And either they did have to go that hospitalization route or their cats didn't make it. And in more of my research, I found that like there's thousands of cases like this per year where pet owners come into that emergency vet with the same situation of lily pollen exposure or just lily exposure because every single part of the plant is toxic to cats. The petals, the leaves, the stem, even the water that the lily is in, like if the cat drinks out of the vase. It's kind of crazy how toxic these flowers are. And yeah, I'm just so lucky that Bobby didn't actually lick any of it, didn't ingest any of it. They did give her activated charcoal, which would also help move anything, like bind to the toxins and move them out of her system. So maybe she did get a few grains, but that charcoal flushed it out. It's hard to say. All I know is I have my cat and she's happy, she's healthy, and I am never bringing a lily into the house ever, ever again. And I am talking about it with anyone I know to hopefully prevent this from happening to people I know. That's why I'm talking about it on the podcast. I'm going to link a blog post that I'm writing. I'm making a zine about it. I just want to get the word out because I grew up with cats. And I didn't know this. And I'm sure we brought lilies into the house while we had those cats too. I'm sure we had Mother's Day bouquets that had lilies in them or Easter bouquets. Lilies are very common to give as flowers, but they are extremely toxic to cats and should not be brought into the house at all if you have a cat. So I'm just so relieved that it did work out and I still have my kitty. She's my whole life. Like, it was unthinkable, honestly. Like, I did not want to think of the worst case scenario, and I'm glad I don't have to. And also, thank God for pet insurance, which covered like 80% of my costs after the deductible. And so it turned that giant, scary vet bill into just like a quick blip on the credit card statement. Yeah, pet insurance is essential, I would say, if you're a new pet owner. It just also made those decisions so much easier to be like, okay, I am going to take her in. I am going to do the follow-ups. I want to give her the best care because I know this is going to be mostly covered. And it just made me feel like I could actually choose her safety and her health over financials because I had made that financial investment into the insurance. And it is so tough in those situations. Like, I think there was a John Oliver about pet insurance and like just pet medical expenses have gone up in the US. Like, I'm on the phone with pet poison control, worried sick that I didn't wash off the pollen enough and that she's going to maybe die. And then they're like, okay, like, let me give you the advice, but right after we grab your credit card. Like, I know it's a business. I know that's like, it's the same thing at the vet. They can't just fix everyone's pets for free, but it does feel awful to be like at every single step in that health care routine. There's always that question of, okay, are you okay to pay for this? We need to get your payment information. And it feels like at some points it's just about money. So I hated that feeling, but I did love that I was empowered to get her that care that she needed and that I had the insurance to cover it. So, yeah, that I'm really glad that that's all in the past. And if you know other cat owners or cat parents, just send this podcast to them, send the blog post, send the zine. Let me show you some of the artwork I did because the zine's not fully finished, but it's almost there. I'm just kind of working out some of the copy. So there's a little sneak peek of the zine. I had a lot of, I mean, it's kind of morbid with the cat skulls, but I really liked experimenting with more of a informational style zine, also sharing my story, like, and then also creating the artwork for it. It was just very different than some of my other zines that are more about like me and my perspective. This one was really about like Bobby and being a pet owner, being a cat owner, and just trying to share some of that really important information. So yeah, be on the lookout in that description box for that blog post and the zine so you can share it with other people. I'm just so thankful that the scary story actually had a happy ending and Bobby's totally fine because yeah, it was a very stressful weekend. And on top of that, I was also packing for my trip to Tokyo. I have everything packed up, and at this point, if I've forgotten something, I'll just have to buy it there. That's what I always say to my friends when I'm traveling. I'm like, look, if we forgot something, we're not backpacking in the wilderness. And I'm going to be able to say that until I am backpacking in the wilderness, and then I'll like triple quadruple check my bags. But for now, I kind of just give it a once over, do a walkthrough of the apartment, and I'm like, okay, I don't see anything I can't live without. So yeah, it's a 13-hour direct flight from MSP into Tokyo, Haneda Airport, and my friend Mimi is going to meet me there. We have been planning this for years. I haven't seen her since we graduated high school, and I'm just so excited. It's going to be the reunion of a lifetime. And she's planned like a beautiful, amazing, life-changing itinerary. I'm going to eat so many delicious meals with her and see so many cool things and go shopping. And yeah, it's just going to be the best girls' trip ever. I did try to speed run Duolingo, except I don't know. Its first couple phrases for me, I really thought it was going to be like, annyeonghaseyo, like, hello, but I didn't even learn that from Duolingo. Its first words for me are like aunt, baby, milk, newspaper, student. So it's being kind of unhelpful. I'm gonna keep going with it because I think like greetings are coming up, but I'm just so curious how they choose like what the first words you learn are in a language because I feel like definitely in my Spanish education, hola and like your basic greetings, basic directions, like that's the first thing you learn. Like then you build out your vocabulary to like random shit like ants and bait. I don't even know how to say ant in Spanish. Like, I'm not talking about like aunts and uncles. I'm talking about like the insect. So, really strange choices on Duolingo's part. I feel like I have the vowels and consonants down and I'm ready to get the greetings, but we'll see if I get there. I'm just glad I have like a native speaker to guide me through Seoul. And then she knows a little bit of Japanese. So, hopefully, between like good signage, modern technology and whatever she knows will be able to get around pretty easily. I've also heard Tokyo is pretty friendly to international travelers, so hopefully that stands true for my trip. Yeah, but I think it's gonna be a great experience. Everyone's been so nice at work, wishing me the best trip ever, and I already have many requests for pictures. And they should not worry because I am great at taking pictures and I love documenting. So, yeah, I'm considering making a vlog. I just don't know if it's going to be more of like an Instagram reel or like a YouTube style vlog. So, we'll see. I have an extra battery pack now, so my phone is not gonna die. That is the kind of the one thing I was worried about. And I have plenty of entertainment for the plane, probably more things to do on the plane than I actually can get done. Because, gosh, I have so many projects I'm working on. I have all the edits for my book, so I'm going to start working on that. And I mean, it's already almost NaNoWriMo again, so probably we'll just use NaNoWriMo this year to do kind of version three, draft three of my book. So, more updates on that coming up. I have my year in review magazine that I need to work on. I think I've mentioned it a couple of times on the pod, but yeah, I'm like excited to be in that visual medium, trying to like digitally scrapbook the year. And then, of course, I'm editing this podcast on the plane. So I feel like I have my creative spark back. I have this week off ahead of me that's really like rejuvenating my creativity. And I think I'm going to come back a little more refreshed, ready to coast through to like Thanksgiving and Christmas. And yeah, like Q4, no problem once you like knock out October, which is what I'm doing right now. So yeah, like I really was feeling a little bit of like a monotony since like Labor Day. But we're coming out the other side and I'm just ready for this trip and ready to share with you and ready to see my friend. And I'm just so glad everything's fine with Bobby. So I think that's it for today's episode. Be sure to check out the description for all the material I mentioned in this episode. And if you liked this episode, go ahead and subscribe wherever you're listening, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube. There's also an Instagram at Vos Memos, and you can also follow it on the blog, angelageorge.com/vos-memos. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye!